20 Day Fiancé.
Hello, I am the CEO and founder, creator of the app. Will you just do it for me? It's basically, if you're just feeling lazy, you just, whatever it is you need. You need somebody to move some shit in your yard. You need to set up some house lights. You need to take a test. You need to write an essay. You need to audition for a Herald team at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. You use the app and we will connect you with somebody who will just do it for you. And then you don't have to do shit, okay? All you need is money. And we can make it happen, honey. That's the way our slogan works. Thank you so much for having me. I am Sophia Alexandra.
What a pleasure to have you on the pod. And I am, of course, the CEO and inventor of the world-famous app. Can I please speak to your manager?
Oh.
You basically just put in whatever business you'd like to speak to the manager of, and we will speak to the manager for you. Obviously, it is a business staffed entirely by white women, so yeah. Welcome me to the show. I am Miles Gray.
Wow. Okay. That's really interesting. I thought that was an app that already existed. Ride Karen? that was a sort of like deploying a Karen at will. But I like this
I think
one
you're
too.
Thinking of Uber Karen.
Yes, yes, yes. And they don't have it in my area yet. I think that's why I wasn't thinking of it.
Yeah. And Uber Karen, I mean, they got in trouble because...
I mean, they kept calling the police on the drivers.
Yeah.
It was really bizarre.
You also can't call the manager of the police department on the police department, which I think they
and
did
not
count.
And then even the people that were managing them, there was no manager to speak with at that point. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
It doesn't
Welcome
matter.
Welcome to this show. It's not about those apps, although it should be, but this show is 420 Day Fiancé.
A show where we talk about our favorite reality podcast. I mean, reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and all of its various iterations, except for the ones we don't like. And we talk about them while we're elevated.
Yes. And this is about...
This
Go.
Is about The Other Way, 90 Day The Other Way, season 2, episode 20, titled, Not On My Watch.
Wow. Someone did their homework this week.
Yes, I did.
Look at you. You know what? Let me, if I could, this is me brushing your shoulder off via Zoom. Okay? Enjoy that.
Just voguing real quick.
And K wants to just
please, myself.
Please dust your own shoulder off too, just for that feeling. Because it's nice when you just kind of, I'm serious. Feels good to dust your shoulder off. Yes, that's the title. What an episode. I will say about the spinoff shows, I just caught the tail end of the promo, one of the promos for the Family Chantel, and it looked like the messy, it looked like Real Housewives of Manila or some shit where it was like basically everybody's eating and screaming at a table. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
I particularly enjoyed the promo in which Pedro's mom was yelling at Pedro's sister's boyfriend and calling him a dishwasher when literally the season before she was real mad that Chantel's family was treating Pedro like he wasn't good enough for her.
Oh, man.
So I just thought this is why we don't watch this, you know?
It's all. Yeah,
it's too messy. Sometimes
the trash stinks too much. But let's get into this couple first from the other way. Jenny and Submit, we got to get married soon. Submit, there's no way for us to put this off. The lockdown is over. I don't know. I got so excited when I just heard them say that, even though
it wasn't true for you.
yeah. And also like a lot of misinformation. To start off, where does one procure one of these cards that you wear around your neck that gives you 1 meter of protection?
There's actually a lot of questions because, like, who invented that?
I have to know about
because
this card.
That is so much money.
Yo, his brother was wearing one too.
Capitalizing on people's fears of the virus and not knowing anything, and it's combined with like using people's religiosity against them. I just was like, whoever came up with that is an evil genius. I would like to meet him so I can kill him.
That I couldn't believe, because he pulled up with a confidence. Submit was like, "Look, Ma, I got this card. Wear it around your neck, and it shall protect thee. And we'll keep the virus away for 1 meter." She's like, "So I'll just wear it, and then it keeps it all away for 1 meter, Submit?" He's like, "Yes, I think. I don't know." And credit to him, he cares about her because she's old, as I think we've established already, and the show has established.
Yeah, in no way was anyone being subtle about her age at any point.
No. he was looking out for her. So I appreciate that. That's nice to think, but also that scam is fucking unbelievable.
That's a lit scam. Lacey Mosley needs to look into that shit.
Yeah, that one is, that's too much. It's too much. So he says, "Look, you know, we got to go down to Delhi. Let's do this shit. Let's go get our marriage license or whatever. Let's just begin this process now that I'm free. I'm ready to marry legally." And Jenny is like, "Yeah, but while we're at it, since we're down in Delhi, like, why don't we just do our declaration of intent to marry? Why don't we just do everything while we're there? Like, what's the point? Like, why drag our feet?" And he was like, "Let's see.
What happened in the future will be is, like, you, so, okay.
Uh-huh.
When it comes to tradition,
mm-hmm.
okay, so like, before two people can
what? I'm so look, you know, I need to get married.
You know when you I need see to get two married. People and you're yes. like okay, you know about parents, right?
Yeah. Well, fuck.
You have parents. Okay.
This is bullshit. Jenny, you need to run. You have to run. He's shook. I'm telling you, I think he does love you, but I also think he's shook. He doesn't know he's not he looked like, I don't know. He's still very hezzy about it, if you ask me.
He's been unmarried for like 3 seconds. She's not really like letting him breathe. She's like, "Okay, you know how much you hated what just happened? Why don't we do this all again?"
But for different reasons, though. You know what I mean? That was like, he didn't want to be in that marriage. But he wants to be married to her. Everything he says would be like, "Yeah, of course." Like, if he had that same momentum, she should be like, "Since we're down and done," he's like, "Oh, hell yeah, of course, because I want to get married. I don't give a fuck. We getting married no matter what. It's you and me." But whenever it really is like, "Okay, the check is here. Are you ready to pay for it?" He's like, "Let me see. So what did you order? Let me just check really quick. And then I'll see."
I didn't have that many bites.
I didn't have that many bites of that. So you're going to have to pay like 3/4 of that. Because let's be real, there were 4 pieces. I had 1 piece, you had 3. So
I got the soup, so it would be super crazy for me to pay for your entree. And like,
yeah,
you got the fish, and I said they charge you extra.
That said MP, okay?
Yeah, when it's MP, they don't even give you the price. That stands for motherfucking pretty expensive, okay? That's what MP stands for.
Uh-huh, the F and the E are invisible, but they are there. But we just call it MP. They have to go see this lawyer, right, to get everything moving. So he has at least committed to that much. So they go. They're suited up with their N95, like their PPEs. They got their protective cards on.
They're like,
"I'm sorry, those cards, it breaks my heart because
it's so fucked up to prey on people's fears of getting ill by just selling him fucking laminated lanyards or whatever the fuck those were."
Yeah, these things, again, these cards, not very protective. So they sit with this lawyer. Long story short, they get to the lawyer and the lawyer's like, "Yo, just so you know, like you can get married. You don't have to do this like special marriage act thing. Like, because if anyone objects, like it will be lengthy and it will be expensive. Garen fucking teed." He's like, "You can do this whole other shit and it'll be way easier."
I thought that the way he presented the two options was hilarious because he's like, one is really complicated and expensive,
mm-hmm.
and the parents can object at any moment. And the other one is you can do it right now. And it doesn't matter if you're not the same religion and the parents have no place in it whatsoever. So which one do you think you guys would want to do? I'm like, why is the first one an option? Is what she asks. And then the lawyer's like, because people like to make money off of people choosing that one. And then I was like, but then,
whoa, you know what?
That makes sense.
Excuse me, lawyer. That's a 3 million point transparency bonus for just blowing, giving up the ghost on your legal system. Be like, yeah, that's some just bureaucratic waste, man. You want to do this? Okay, so what you want is an Arya Samaj Arya Samaj marriage. And that's easy, it's cheap. Fucking doesn't matter. Just do it.
It's decided by looking at the soul of the two people getting married.
You know what? Shout out to
souls. That's a soul bonus, you know? Man. Just let your soul glow.
The whole thing with this, like, you know, option is, or this decision that he has to make is, how was Submit not aware of this kind of wedding? You know what I mean? Like, it seemed like he definitely probably knew, like, because he was saying that's the most common form of marriage. That's what the lawyer was saying. He's like, it's really common. Now, I don't know if just because maybe religiously it's completely different. But at a certain point, I was thinking because Submit has been so, like, kind of sneaky or just kind of, like, dragging his feet about it. Like, I wonder if he purposely said, no, it has to be through this one, not the easy one.
I thought the same thing.
When it got to a point where they would have to figure it out, like, now, it would be like, oh, no, do this other one. He's like, okay, so then that time, okay, time's up on that one. Fuck it. Here we go.
I wonder how much of his whole thing is that he's like really naive, or how much of it is like useful for him to pretend that he's naive. Because like the whole thing that the way he just normally acts seems like very childish in a certain way. And like immature. Not like immature, like he's acting like a three-year-old, but immature, like someone who doesn't know much of the world. Right. So I do wonder about like that entire thing is like, is he fucking with us or is that who he is?
Hey, motherfucker, right? Are you fucking with me? What the fuck, man? Are you, what the fuck? Don't be fucking
but
with me.
But did you not wonder that? Because like, okay, imagine not knowing the marriage laws in America enough for you not to know, like, you can do a civil ceremony versus a religious one, right? That'd be weird if you were an adult man and you didn't know that, right?
Well,
that'd
none of strange. These people are thinking anything through, to their credit, to put them in the ignorant category. But I'm also like,
but do you really think he didn't know? I think he's like what you were saying. I think
I've feigned, you know, I've feigned ignorance on shit before. You know what I mean?
Oh, condom goes over the penis? That's crazy.
The one point the lawyer's like, oh, you know, it's the only way he can't get married is unless he's a minor or, in his words, he said a lunatic. And then Submit is like, oh, maybe I'm a lunatic. Like they got all sexy with it suddenly. You know what I mean? And then Jenny got all bothered by it. She's like, oh, yeah, you don't know, Mr. Lawyer Man. He's, oh, my God, you should see him. He's a little gremlin. With that tooth, he gets it going on my dead heel skin. We call him Rumple Heel Skin because he's just munching on it. Anyway, yes.
Oh my God.
It's just, they had Rumpel's this, she had this weird look.
Skin. I can't.
But like, so yeah, I don't know. There was a weird moment. I just like caught that where they are, you know, they vibe. And I pick up on it too because, you know, we're nasty. We like to know. We can smell it in the air. Like we're just horny cats in the alley. Like, and they're like, what is wrong with that? There's a spike coming out of that one. The other thing is, you know, they have a lot of relief. And now now Submit is sweating because he knows he has to get married now, basically ASAP. Like there's nothing in the way at all.
And he's that's like, not even why he's sweating. Why he's sweating is he's like, I am now really just around the corner from being disowned by my parents.
Yeah, it's real now.
And so he's like, well, I guess I'm going to tell them before we get married. And she's like, why? you know they're not going to be down. And he's like, no, like, I have to tell them they're my parents. It's like the whole thing. And and she's like, but what happens if they say no? And he's like, I'm still going to marry you. And then she's like, then why the fuck are you telling them?
Why are we waiting? We'll fucking just do it.
And he's like, because I have to. They're my parents. And all right.
It's slippery slope, sir.
My brother's coming over with his wife.
Maybe
I'm
going
to ask him to help.
He can help. The whole thing, too, is, well, not the whole thing, but afterwards, Jenny has to, she, you know, she hollers at her daughter, Christina, and daughter-in-law, Jen. And I love, first of all, shout out to Jenny's laptop stand, an empty cardboard box. You know, we all been there. We all there at times. You should see sometimes the books I stack. To get my camera a little bit higher than underneath my face level to talk sometimes. So you know what? That's a... Look, wait. Hold on. It's... There we go. That's... what was that? How many points to cardboard box stands?
It's like 50K to cardboard box.
It's a great thing to have. Honestly, it's versatile. You can put stuff in it. It can be a little... seat if you're small enough, or the box is, you know, an appropriate size. So shout out to the boxes out there. I love a refrigerator box still, even as an adult. Since I was a child, there's something about a big box. You could just get inside and pretend it's a submarine and cut out like a little dome at the top.
We get it. Your family could afford a refrigerator
box. Yeah,
what came in it?
No, you just get them from the back of Home Depot. So, moving on, because we could go right now and get some. Well, we can box up right now.
Get boxy,
call me Boxy Brown. What else we got? Okay,
Jamie Box.
Oh God, is there a porn star named Jamie Box? There has to be a performer named Jamie Box.
And he better eat Mad Box, or the world is stupid as hell.
Oh man, so. A conversation with her daughter is just sort of like the same thing. She's like, he's got to tell his parents. And they're like, are you fucking serious? Jen is like, she had this face of just exasperation that was like, I'm so done with this shit. Like, I can't handle this motherfucker anymore.
I can't go back and forth between the United States and India. She's like, I'm fucking done.
Right. And Christina's like, what are you going to do? Because, you know, if Sumit goes to see his parents, what is this man going to do when his mother starts crying and gets like rolling on the ground in pain over his decision? You think he's going to stand firm in the face of that? He's going to turn his back on his mother in that state? They're like, there can be emotional warfare at this thing, and you don't know what the fuck can go down. And she's like, yeah, I guess, but he usually submits to me, so... Maybe I'll just make sure he wears my little toenail necklace that I've been working on for him, just to bring so he has courage. I know I'll make him
the
strong.
The toenails are strong on my hair.
The toenails are for courage, Submit. Now go to the challenge foot and procure them. I'm so sorry what I did to your tooth, though. I swear to God, we'll get it fixed. My big toe can get a little... I'm telling you, it's tough. I definitely have strong bones. Just you can tell from my toenail thickness, the density. It's like goddamn suspension cable from the Golden Gate Bridge. Okay, so Amit, he stops by with his wife Shri, and have we seen her before? They said they've met before, but they're a lovely couple. Shout out to
Shri. Also newly married. Congratulations to them.
And they were like, thank God we got married during the lockdown because we avoided having like the super high capacity wedding, you know, obviously out of safety precautions. So we limited it to 50 and got away with something, you know, low key because we like low key out here. So, you know, shout out to a low key wedding.
High key shout out to a low key wedding.
We all, as we all know, and that's just 14,000 points to low key. What? So, Amit also got the card on when he shows up. I just want to point that out. But Shri,
well, obviously, you think you're not going to get the family pack? That's stupid.
How come Shri didn't have one on too? You're not going to look out for Shorty?
Yeah.
You know what?
He didn't buy them.
Now that's a bonus to Shri for. I believe she was like, I'm not wearing that shit. That's stupid. That's what I want to believe.
She's like, I'm not embarrassing myself on television. Yeah. Like this.
So that's like, she's like, really? You're going to wear this card around your neck. And if a motherfucker sneezes in your face or you walk into a sneeze cloud, you're good. Okay. No. But also, if that's the case and they were both believing and Amit just was keeping that away from her, that's minus 5 and plus 5,000, depending on what the truth is. What do you think the truth is? Because it is out there in regards to the card. Does she not believe in the card, or he was like, I didn't get you one. I'm sorry. You're not important enough. And she's like, I can't. And she's like texting her homegirl. She's like, I can't. But this motherfucker didn't get me a card. She's like, you got a card? You have two cards? Amit came home with three fucking cards.
Wait a minute. You have a fucking green one and a red one?
There's a red one? Oh,
this motherfucker is never going to hear the end of it.
God, I'm going to poison him. I'm sorry I said it. I shouldn't have said it on text. That's why we're using Signal. But I'm going to poison him tonight. We'll see if the car fucking protects him from arsenic. Working out.
If
I doubt it.
If the doesn't work, I will fucking choke him.
And then he's going to be looking up and be like, oh, I can't breathe. And I'm going to say,
I'll be like, what? Oh, I'm sorry. What? I can't what? Hear you over the sound of the card.
Oh, shit. You need a card? Here, let me put it over your fucking mouth. Oh, why don't you breathe this motherfucking card in? Die slow. Okay, I don't know where that went. But I believe
basically, that could why be. Does it go around your neck if you ain't going to die getting choked out by it?
Oh, is it kink? You know, that's why it's not that Jenny and Submit even they believe in it.
They
they're
don't
like,
believe
oh,
it.
Oh no!
Like
we
just
we
let's
fucking
play.
Get down, honey. You know,
who doesn't like being choked?
I'm sorry, but I hate to say a dumb joke like this, but Submit will choke a bitch, and with the card, and then I choke him, and then I kind of did a number on him. That's why he's wearing a turtleneck. It was bad. he leaned a little too hard into the lanyard. Oh my god, why does this show always go there sometimes with them?
Is Miles, it feels real. We're horny broken people. Yeah, that's what the whole show is.
Just a dying old horny cat that lives within us.
Springtime cat.
Oh man. So while they're talking, as much as I still want to speculate, I don't know. I can also see a version, like you're saying too, where Shree doesn't fuck with the card. She's like, you're stupid, fool. You're wearing gloves and shit. We know medical professionals who have told us about what is true. They told you the card was bullshit. It's like your cousin is the head of respiratory illnesses at the hospital. He said the card is a scam. And I don't know. It's weird because, you know, one time he pantsed me in front of everybody. Everyone saw my dick, and it was really embarrassing as a kid, and I haven't forgiven for that shit. So I don't really believe him. So fuck that guy. I don't care what he said. I don't care if he's a fucking... I'm wearing the card.
Look, quick question. How does the card work, though? I'll wear it. Just tell me how it works.
Okay, do you want me to read again from the website, fool? Are you yeah. hearing me?
Yeah. Read from the website.
First again. Of all, off top, it's saying, in the period of virus infection, it is the necessary thing in the office and at home which will reduce the 90% risk of being infected.
How, though?
Did you follow that?
I've been asking how, though.
By continuously sending out the lowest concentration of chlorine dioxide, harmless to human body, widely neutralizing and decomposing
viruses
and bacteria in the air, making it lose its transmissibility. It
Bitch,
has a certain
am I wearing
principle
a bleach
action.
Thing you put in the toilet?
Japan has a special press release on this.
Is it a bleach tablet that you put in the toilet, my man?
No, you wear it around your neck.
I knew.
This is what it's called. And it has like really fun cartoon characters.
Okay, you didn't start with that, which you should have.
I'm sorry.
I'm listening. Go on.
Oh, they actually have a refund policy? Let me just check that out really quick. They said, everything is so shady on this website. Like, you know, it's clearly like weird translated English. There's like nonsensical pictures. Everything goes to an address in Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, long story short, it works. Buy it. It's a scam. I don't know if people are using. Clearly, there what this was being sold in Japan, because like there's some photos of people like hawking it over there. But let me tell you, Japan also does cults really well too. So I'm not surprised. The bro visit though, it takes a turn when Sumit is like, okay, yeah, and the other thing, yeah, we're getting engaged, and Jenny's like, yeah, and married, and Amit and Sri, they almost fucking fell over. Like,
yeah, because what they said was it's tomorrow, the ring ceremony. And they're like, wait, what you mean tomorrow? And they're like, you're invited. He was poor in sweat. He was like, this is not anything I said was.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You could see it in his eyes that he knew his parents were going to basically. Sumit was going to now be in Cancelvania in terms of their family. So he was like, oh, fuck, bro. Okay. And he's like, so here's the deal, man. Like, you got to tell our parents. Like, you can't even just do this just suddenly. You need to at least tell them that shit. And he's like, all right, so can you help us? Dude? Can you do it? Can you talk to them? And he was sort of like, look, I accept y'all, but here's the deal. Our parents will cut you the fuck off. I know. They could, but we're not operating in India. We've actually been banned from most of Asia.
Okay.
And Europe, actually.
I'm not going to ask why.
Yeah. Don't. Because I don't even know. I'm not engaged enough. I just make sure the checks come in to my palace. But yeah, he's like, yeah, look, I accept y'all, but our parents, you're gone. You're out. They will never be convinced. Not now, not ever, not never. So you might as well just be ready for that. Because there's no way, you know, he's like, be ready for the consequences. Then Jenny.
Woo.
Jenny.
The crying that she did here was so masterful. Mm-hmm. Everybody felt embarrassed. I felt ashamed. I was like, I didn't even do nothing.
Yeah,
but I was sitting in my house. I was like, I failed her. I was like, I failed love. I failed everything.
I'm not shit. I'm so sorry, Jenny.
That's how it felt.
When she said, I'm sorry, I'm old.
She's like, I'm sorry, I can't do anything about that. I was like, oh my God. None of us can, Jenny.
I know.
None of us can, okay? We're all getting older, Jenny.
So no, I was going to say, none of us. I was saying, none of us can help her. You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying, no, she said for real. It's true for everyone.
It really is. That's when it hits you.
Help it.
It's like anything. When you've ever felt out of place or different or anything, just hearing someone say, like, I can't help it. Please accept me. I can't do anything about it. You're like, I don't know what I'm watching. It just jumped up in my soul. And Shree was like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure that hit her fucking right in her fucking heart, too. She was like, my God. Because it wasn't like we're just horny. Like, yeah, I'm sorry, Amit. You saw some stuff that, you know, no human should see unless they're participating in it consensually. But that's what it is. And it's not just about that stuff. It's also, I'm sorry, I'm old, okay? Oh.
It was wild because watching her just be like, I'm sorry, like, we're in love. This is what it is. And, like, it can't change. And it was really heartbreaking.
Here's the thing.
And this is going to sound real dark.
Oh, fuck.
But I was like, what's the harm? Like, she's going to die at some point and then he can move on. Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, but don't talk about that. I mean, obviously, that's what he should be saying low key to his parents.
Low key, like, I'm saying, like,
I got time. I'll fuck somebody right now and put the egg on pause. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you got to do. Do what you got to do. Get that shit ready.
I'll run the clock out. He's got man sperms. They're going to be around for a long time. So, lady sperms expire. Jenny. It's not the same.
Jenny.
Yes, I'm a scientist. God.
I hope Jenny lives to be 3,000. I want her to be Jenny 3,000.
I want her to marry Andre 3,000 and then
Become Jenny 3000. I'm sorry, Samantha. Become
Jenny 3000.
I just found, I should have told you this, but I'm actually from the Savannah, Georgia area, and I know.
Turns out I'm so fresh and so clean.
Samantha. You know, they called the Dungeon family was about dudes I had sex with because they done Jen. And so that's how that started. And I'm sorry, prototype was written about me, Samet. Andre knows. And,
the reason she's in the museum is because she's old, because she's me.
Mm-hmm. And, I basically gave him the blessing to be with Erica and have a child and do that because we were kind of in different places. And
Miss Jackson's actually about my dead Nana.
Yeah. So. Just think about it. And I don't want to tell, I mean, Stankonia. Right. It's just, that can only be about one person. I'll tell you that.
That's about my toes.
You know, Submit. You know. You can cook with that shit. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And if you want to buy some Jenny's cooking concentrate, go to her Etsy store. It's
lit. Ever saged,
it's shit.
Have you ever saged your place with a bundle of toenails?
Oh my God.
If you haven't, come to
Etsy.com/Jenny's Toes. Oh fuck. Saged your house. K1s, if you're still here with us, God bless you. You found your people. Because if not, I get it too. You know, this shit ain't for everybody. It's like acid, you know what I mean? Not for everybody. It's not for everybody. But for those who know, they know. Okay, so let's
move on. Ari and baby.
Ari and baby. And yeah, it's time to keep up with the family. Fred, Dr. Fred, and Janice are in Ethiopia. They're getting ready to meet up with them. They start off when, like, Ariana's like, babe, what are you doing? Like, she's all confused, like, as if he's been missing for, like, an hour.
I'm and he's like, the apartment has two rooms.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm doing my hair.
And the one you're in. Where do you think he is?
But it was the way she was asking and the way he responded, it looked like he was just kind of twisting his hair up just to get away from her, though, too. Like, he was low-key just hiding in there, like, oh, fuck, man. It's the only time I got is I just got to masturbate and twist my hair. In here.
Miles, you just think that because it's been so long since you had hair that you don't remember how long it takes.
That would be an activity. I'm like, I'm just in here doing my hair. Like, what are you doing? It's weird. He masturbates and twists his hair. It's really upsetting. Hey, man.
So we do what we gotta do. This section has a whole lot of... real gross Ethiopia judgment from the parents and from Ari, who gets freaked out when baby like takes the family to the market and shows them like all the stuff that he's really proud of. And he's like, look, you can get fresh chicken. And by that, I mean, choose a chicken. They will kill it right now and we'll take it home. It'll be the freshest chicken you've ever fucking had. And instead of people being like, that's dope, thank you for introducing me to this chicken so I can eat it, Ari flips out, says,
wait, are you going to do that?
No, you can't do that.
My mom's not going to like that.
No, please, no, stop it.
And then he ties up the app. Somebody be here instead of me.
He ties up the chicken's legs already and he's like, almost okay.
He's like, let's do this.
Have killed it. And then she's like, no. No, give the chicken its own land.
Please, can I give it a job?
Give?
It's my boss now. I'm sorry. I work for the chicken. And you guys can't do this to my boss. I'm sorry, but like honestly, this is so fucked up. And he gave me I'm sorry, and I don't want to get emotional right now, but he gave me a chance when nobody else would. Okay, and I need to get back on my feet, and Mr. Chicken Man gave me a fucking chance, okay? So you can't. You can't. Don't kill my boss. He's my boss.
They shit. All right. God damn. We won't kill Mr.
Chicken.
Mr. Chicken
didn't even ask me for any job references. He just took me as I am. Okay.
He said it wasn't about what was on my resume, but what was on my soul. No, you can't do this to Chicken Man. He's my boss, you assholes. I can't believe it.
The chicken taught me everything I know about being a woman.
He showed me what it meant to be a person of dignity and honor, and how to be a person of my word.
I didn't even know how to do a cat eye until I met the chicken.
Honestly, and like, he even taught me how to doggy. And like, Dad, I'm not gonna lie, but like, he was more of a dad to me than like fucking you were. I'm sorry. So,
I can't believe you forgot that the chicken baptized your baby.
And you know, I'm sorry, and like, baby doesn't know this, and I'm sorry, Mom, but like, the Avi's new name is Chicken Man. I had to name him after him. Like, it's the only way to honor him, because you guys are trying to fucking kill him.
His middle name is Bok Bok.
Okay. But yeah, fuck it. Can I shoot this cow in the head?
That I just want to be clear that I will eat the chicken. Ugh. I just do not want to be present.
I
just don't want to see it.
I hate that shit.
When you kill him.
I get the, like, I don't want to be present for the butchering of an animal. Like, sure, that's your prerogative to be around it or not. But, like, you have to either make that, like, say that very clearly without becoming, I don't know how else to say that. But, like,
ovary up, damn.
Yeah.
If you're going to eat the chicken, occasionally you have to watch a chicken being murdered. That is the
ropes. Come on, get you one of those toenail courage necklaces and be there front row for the butchering. It's just so weird when people like are not wanting to, like, there's just this disconnect on how your food is being processed or cultivated or anything. And like just not dealing with that, like knowing the labor that it takes to get even your vegetables or, you know, butchering animals like on a large scale. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. Just give me the magic part where it's like a consequence-free consumption experience.
It'd be different if she was like, oh, I've become a vegetarian. Because like, yeah. I've seen that these chickens like have whatever children and yeah. a fifth grade education. I don't know what she tells herself.
Right.
But like, dude, if you're going to eat the chickens, like, what is your problem? Just fucking one time let Beanie feel like he's showing people around the market and he's proud of something. The way she's cutting him off at his, like, any kind of time that he's feeling himself, I think is kind of cruel.
Yeah. It's just a... I mean, her mom didn't also seem down with it either, but whatever. You know, that's how you, sometimes you just need to go, you know, see some shit so you can actually understand. Dr. Fred was just so uncomfortable the whole time. Like, he was wringing his hands, like, to the point I thought blood was going to come out of his palms when he was in the cab. Like, he's like, oh, wow, it's really underdeveloped here. Oh boy. Okay. Let's see. This is, okay. Well, how do we, like, where does a kid play? In the dirt or in the pit or the, oh boy, I don't know. This isn't good.
Yeah, the dad's like, where will my grandson play? Like, I'm really worried about this in the street. Yeah. All right. It's not like it's a 5-lane highway, but whatever. Also, like, I understand wanting the best for your grandson. Yeah. No part of me is like, oh, that's strange or weird. But I do think that Ari's starting to talk about their, like, problems in front of the parents.
Yeah.
And like in front of everyone is just really fucking uncool, well, and awkward and cringe.
The whole thing was that she's been alone and she's kind of been in need of like someone to have her back when she airs her grievances. Because most of the time it's like in a vacuum, or it's like against, or she's outnumbered, where no one's going to be like, oh, that's right, girl. This is messed up. Like, we need to talk about that. So she definitely, she's like, now she has two allies who she just tagged into the ring with her. So it's easier to do that, like with her parents around, because she just sort of like throws a lob up. And then her mom and dad is like, okay, so what do you do for work? You just leave for work without saying something? That's how this works here? Okay, that's normal. You know, like now there are more multiple people to begin pressing him. And it, you know, the pendulum does swing the other way, because when they meet up with his sisters, now we have a fair one. It's 3-on-3. And it's a fucking fight.
It's a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath. Yeah.
The whole thing is weird because it's like, there's a line of being like, oh, I want the best for my daughter and my grandchild. And then there is a weird way that they make him feel that I just really don't like. And
oh, yeah. It's very patronizing.
The way that they are about the apartment is so shitty. And I'm mm-hmm. sorry. The apartment is nice.
Yeah, it looks good.
Like not even they're like, oh, it's... It's not even like, oh, nice for Ethiopia, nice, quote unquote. It's just a cute, nice apartment. And it's like weird to me that they make it feel like this is so subpar because they bought more shit than right. the apartment can fit. I'm like, that's on you. Mm-hmm. I just remember like my mom as a single mom raising me in fucking the USSR and like, she didn't have any of those like things that like automatically rock you or like a million ways right. to carry you or like whatever. There was no car, no car seat. If you got a fucking stroller, like great. That's all
you're
you
like,
have.
Okay, baller.
Yeah. And everybody was fine. It wasn't like people were like, well, what the fuck is going to happen to your baby?
Oh, my God. You don't push your baby around a stroller?
And there weren't even disposable diapers then. It's like, why are you making it seem like raising children in anything other than like the American opulence you're used to yeah. is impossible? Or, sorry to blow your fucking mind, Janice, or whatever, or even preferable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, some of us have parents that didn't even have access to ice really quickly. You know what I mean? Like in like a restaurant context. So the whole thing is very culture clashy, which is like, you hate to see it because these couples, like they just get in so deep and then begin realizing, oh shit, like we have all these issues we didn't resolve or discuss. And we're now being like, wait, are these like deal breaking sort of differences we're having? Yeah. Sorry. It's too late. So after they check out the apartment and her Janice is like very passively aggressively like, well, you know, I hate to say this, baby, but Binium, but like this is a great place. But with all the things that we've got for you and the like for the baby, like you're just it's just not going to fit. You're going to need a better place. I'm sorry. And if we had a better idea of what you did for work, I guess maybe we could help you out. And I don't know if you're just dancing.
She also said that she's like
dancer,
not just
a dancer for money.
She also said like a bigger place and a garden for the baby. I was mm-hmm. like, do you think most kids in fucking America have a garden?
This ain't Animal Crossing, ho. You go, okay, let me just fucking build one real quick with my fucking app. Like, what the
just
fuck
the
is this?
Just the fact that she doesn't realize how blessed it is to even have that and that she thinks it's something that a baby is entitled to. I'm like, no.
Babies are entitled to music.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Like, love and shelter and food. That's what babies are entitled to.
Yeah, okay, that too. Yeah, obviously.
It's just, it made me so mad to just think that, like, there's no way that the baby can turn out okay unless it's raised in exactly the same
right
environment you are in.
If I was baby and like the way they were trying to be like, well, yeah, I guess if we got to help you, we will or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I would have just been like, yo, I'm, yeah, okay, so I make $400 a month. So just factor that in. That's what I make. So what can we do now?
Yeah.
How much y'all got? How much you got on this new apartment with this yard in that you want out here? I would love, yeah, for my child to be a yardie. Okay.
And the annoying thing is he says it too. He's like, the only people, you know, like, the people, or she says it, but she's like, the people that live in those kinds of really fancy apartments with a garden are all expats. Mm-hmm. And it's really expensive because they drive the prices up.
Right.
So it's like, what's up, bitch? Gentrification's done and fucked you now.
What's
you know?
Up, bitch? Gentrification. Damn. Pulling up with that big gentrification energy. What's up, bitch? Knock, knock. Guess who, bitch? Gentrification. You can't afford your own motherfucking neighborhood.
I just feel like people don't, like, Americans are really clueless a lot. I mean, that's what this show is. Clueless Americans going abroad and be like, things aren't how we expected.
What the heck? A Camry's $19,000? Not here, honey. Okay, so we cut to the meeting with the siblings. Okay, mm-hmm. So Mimi,
Dreams
right?
there.
Wish. No, isn't it Wish?
Wish.
And
right.
Mimi? Or is the other one Dream? Yeah, Wish and Mimi. Okay. Yeah, so his sisters, Wish and Mimi, are there. And like we said, we got two people in the Binium corner. And we have Fred and Janice in the Ariella corner. Okay? And it's time to fucking go. They sit down and they're like, okay, let's, you know, because they're about to leave, Janice and Fred. They're about to boogie back to the U.S. And Janice is sort of like, they, you know, they exchange pleasantries at first. And Janice is like, okay, so, like, you know, what's the state of the relationship? Like, give me, what,
spill
what's good?
The tea. What's up? They getting please. Along? They not getting along? What we doing?
Spill the Malta drink that you're drinking. And she's like, okay, so she still gets mad for nothing. So that's that hasn't changed. Like, they just fucking let her have
it
off.
It
just
is
boom.
So funny how quick to the draw they are. You don't have to ask them twice.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't trying to mince words. They didn't say, oh, although, you know, it's been really nice having her here.
No, she gets mad for nothing still. that's, oh, yeah. I didn't stutter. You get mad for nothing. It
she
is
gets mad fast.
Just real quick. 0 to 100. And then, real you know, Wish also quick. Says, it's just strange in our culture to see a woman shout,
woman
at,
shout
a man.
At a man.
You're not going to see that here because this the
I was
patriarchy.
Like, ah, go over to a Jewish family's house, ho.
yelling, very normal. So they're like, oh, okay, so that's interesting. And she's like, yeah, so when she starts flying off the handle, people are like, look at this white girl. Like, and then I think she gets cut off, and I was like, yes, like, what? Ah, I was wanting to hear the whole description from the perspective of them seeing Ariella just yelling at him in the street. And they cut to Janice, and she's sort of like, yeah, you know, I know my daughter can go there. And I also know there's two sides to a story, but even Janice, it makes sense to Janice where she's like, I don't know if she's really built for this culture. Like, there's just based on, I don't, you know, not that they are super wrong or whatever. I just don't
she's
see
She's like, just
her
not
adapting.
My daughter. Yeah.
She can't be here then. This is not for, you said it's strange for her to yell even in public. Cause I don't know if you saw us when we got the chicken earlier. Okay.
She stay yelling.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you saw when they tried to throw away her empty bottle that she had of soda.
No, please. What are you doing? Are you fucking stupid? That's my fault. You fucking idiot.
You know that my dad is Dr. Fred Weinberg?
You fucking idiot.
Oh, my God. She does seem like you fucking
idiot.
But then
the sisters
the-
also got out of pocket and were like, you're acting like his ex now. And all of this shit. And then
we're ready. This is where we start
you
turning.
You don't bring the ex into it. Yep. And then there's this whole thing of the baptism, which turns out she didn't tell her parents that the so fucking good. Baby was baptized. So yeah. Wish just drops that shit.
Dude, the way she said, because Janice is like, well, so, you know, tell me about the other thing. Like, I know the religion has kind of become an issue. Before that, I love how Mimi just looked at Ariel and was like, you need to calm down. I was like, yes, this is fucking amazing. Because this is a great matchup. When she's like, so what's the deal with the religion? Yeah, and Wish is basically like, well, you know, since the baby's been baptized. And then Arya's like, well, just hold on. No, fuck that. Okay, so I didn't tell them that yet. And everyone's like, what? Because Janice is like, you know, breaking it down. You know, I'm Catholic. He's Jewish. We were talking about it, that he wanted Ariella to be raised Jewish, but I also wanted her to be baptized and things like that. And that was a big thing. So we're just curious. And
yeah, when, she's like, we got her baptized, but then she went to Jewish school to like learn about their religion
and
or
Hebrew
whatever.
And all that.
Yeah.
And so the when she drops this bomb, she's like, wait, so you're getting baptized? She's like, well, like he was like crying about it. And like, it just seemed like this thing like I needed to do. Like, it's not even that big of a deal. And like Janice and Fred are fucking crushed that this even decision has been made and they don't know anything about it. And how she's talking so like casually about it. Well, she's because Janice is like looking at her like, so, you know, like when you baptize a child, like you're baptizing them into that
to
faith.
The religion. Yeah.
Like that's what that is. It's not just putting dripping some water on them because most people aren't taking that shit lightly. Like she in a way, she's like mad, but also like I'm glad she even saw how just like ludicrous that idea was, like of just being so like flippant or casual about the baptism, like, well, just like whatever. And like he wanted it. But it's almost like you also need to have respect for the fact that these people, I don't know if you see these three people, they are saying your baby will go to hell. That's why they need to have this baptism. You know what I mean? Like, this is not a fucking game for people. And while you may think that you play around with shit like this, that's not funny. Not that that's what Janice was saying, but that's sort of like that's the realm she's playing with when she's just like, I don't know. I'm like, do that. I don't give a fuck. And then I'll fucking take the baby away. I don't
but
care.
One of the things that I really hated about this scene is how Ari just like could not stand behind the decision that she made.
Yeah.
And just like got really flustered.
The bus came through.
And then was like, wait a minute. So you guys pushed him to do this? And the sisters were like, yeah.
Yeah.
You knew what this was. Why did you, like, are you changing your mind?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It's like what me and you were saying. It's like either you're of the opinion that it doesn't harm your baby to have to go through this ritual. And if it makes your partner feel good, great. And then the baby still has their choice when they're older or whatever to choose their religion. Fine. Mm-hmm. Like, you make that choice and you move on. But the fact that she, like, was too cowardly to say no to him and also too cowardly to stand up for the decision that she did make, I was like, you don't have any leg to stand on about anything. Like, you don't have opinions. All you know is that you're, like, afraid that someone's going to take something from you.
Right.
But you don't even have a strong opinion either way. It just was, like, confusing. She could have just owned it and been like, yeah, mom, as Jews, you know that doesn't mean shit to us.
Right.
Like, or not mom, dad. Be like, you know, like the way we're raising Avi is he's going to decide at a certain point. And right now he has both paths open to him.
Right. I was
Boom,
a little mad how she was like,
grown up.
Hell, come on. Like, come on. What is that? I was like, Janice, come on, pull up for hell. You're Catholic. Don't let them slander hell like that in front of you. You're going to let them fucking use that fucking punishment device and just fucking disrespect it. I honestly was like, oh, you better not play with hell around mom.
Did you say pull up for hell just
Yeah, pull
now?
Up for hell, Janice.
That's merch.
God damn. Pull up for hell. Defend hell as an institution.
That's plus 100K to you.
I mean, pull the fuck up for hell. I don't know. I was really thinking that because she's Catholic and she was taking everything seriously. Maybe that's in the director's cut. I would love to see the Janice
someone
fight
to pull
over
up,
hell.
Someone pulling up for hell, yeah.
Somebody please pull up for hell because hell is not being represented. I don't like it. And the lack of hell representation in here is fucked up.
I think you mean hell presentation.
Hell presentation. Thank you so much. And yeah, when they do have like that big ex energy when they're like, okay, so look at you, Ariella, looking like acting like his ex suddenly. She immediately snapped her neck at baby and was like, so you're gonna let them talk to me like that? And I was like, here we go. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me that funk, that sweet, that funk, that funky stuff. Give it to me. Give it to me. I was like, where is it going? And it not really anywhere, but Janice was just sort of like, this is so one sided. But I'm like, it's, yeah, from your end too. You're like, you're saying everything he's doing is unacceptable too. So what's one-sided, Janice, please? And also, Janice, shame on you. I have to say, as a Catholic, that's minus 3 million for not pulling up for hell and representing.
You're just so stupid.
It's just stupid that you would. Hell is like, what's all the guilt for then? You know what I mean?
What a waste of guilt. Damn.
Yeah, you're just gonna shit on my guilt maker like that? Oh hell no. I didn't, you know, hold off on having an orgasm till I was 38.
That's my nickname for my pussy, the guilt maker. Meow.
Meow. You're like, oh fuck. I don't want to mess with that.
That's when it turns into the Widowmaker.
Oh shit. Meow. But yeah, you gotta pull up for hell, Janice. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're gonna leave this couple. I just want to very quickly end it with this. I think it's fucked up to ask the sisters, do you have a fear like us about the relationship? Haven't you noticed that the sisters are way too involved already?
Right.
What are you doing, Janice? Anyway, now we're done.
Yeah. All right, everybody hates each other. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And it's time to talk about Brittany and Yazan, where we left off. Brittany and Angela were fucking smashed.
Krunk
up this bar.
Ain't dead.
Yo, Krunk ain't dead, doing the fucking robot in the street. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
That made me laugh so hard. I rewound it several times because she's like, we're going to do the robot. Wait for him.
Bitch, I'm a robot. Fuck with me. I need
for
my
no
operating
reason,
system updated. Because my moves are from the 80s.
Angela looks like the friend to me because I've been this friend who has the friend who is wild, too wild for TV, too wild for life, too wild for work, too wild for anything. And you kind of like have to, you're like sort of like, oh shit, I hope they don't go out of control because I usually got to, you know, be the one in control around this person. Because she was sort of like, okay, so are you okay being like this when he gets here? Because it felt like she already had some nerves about Brittany being like this. Now, it could have just been because she maybe didn't want to be around the conflict, but she herself also seemed not fucked up, or she was at least one of those people who knows how to like vibe.
I think what it is if you're going to go back to the hotel room with the bitch that's way drunker than you after she just like drunk called her ex that they've been fighting with, you are sobering up at that point because you're right. Like, this is about to get not good for me.
Yeah.
So that was to me her vibe. She's like, I was kind of drunk, but now when you said your man's about to pull up, sobered up.
And your man's came in the smashed up Uber? Like, I know.
She's like, so, I wore a turtleneck and a coat, ho. Yeah. I was not about to play in Jordan.
This episode
Brittany
brought
has
to you
like
by
a
Hope.
Deep V-neck down.
And
yeah.
That her same like modesty coat that is never used to be modest. Because when he gets there and picks him up, first move is like, okay, so it's
he goes,
cold.
You look cold.
Yeah,
and then he covers up her cleavage. Yeah.
And he like keeps giving her this look, like disappointed parent look of like, okay, so you guys are fucked up. I mean, or Brittany, he's like, you are like, you know, when you're just having a good old time.
You can't date. You one person can't be sober and like straight edge and date a person that's not.
If you wear.
It's very rare that the sober person isn't judgy about the other person.
If you are with somebody who wears clothing emblazoned with names of alcohol or types of alcohol,
tequila,
or anything to do with alcohol.
Favor, it's Merlot o'clock.
Yeah. No way, Rosé. like, that shit is. They're telling you what it is. So you know what it is. And you're a fool if you think they're going to do anything else except for just be fucked, like do their thing. Like I don't know anybody who wears a beer shirt, wine shirt, whatever shirt. I know people who've worn this even jokingly, but they're like, isn't it me? And I'm like, it is. It is. And that's how they get down. So.
Yo, do you have any shirts that proclaim, like, a food or a drink that you like?
No.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that either.
Just,
But also religions. My tastes are really specific. So it's like.
Yeah. I just wear religious
shirts. Those shirts are scriptures. Like, I love banh mi with just the right amount of spice. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a
very
shirt.
Specific.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a
you're
shirt.
Like, I like the Yaki tacos at Islands, but without pineapple.
Thank you.
Like, what?
Yeah, okay. There's no shirt that's like shredded pork bowl from Daikakuya, please.
You said that so problematically. It's Daikokuya, and you're like, Daikokuya.
I was being a drunk person. Sorry, my impression was too good for you.
If I was a Japanese chef, I'd be like, get out of my restaurant. This is Daikokuya. So, yeah, they're still having this. Back to Brittany and Yasan. He wants to take her to this barber shop where he works at. Because, like, I want to let her know. I want to see what my life's about. Like, I want to, you know, there's a lot of shit has changed since last time she was here. They get there and she's like, hop in the chair. Because, like, I'm finna cut your hairs right now. Okay? Like, girl, just get ready. Put this apron on and I'm gonna cut your hair.
I loved how many times she rotated the apron. She's like, no, hold up. That's not it.
No. Okay, give me blades.
Still sideways. Wait a minute. How's it still sideways? Okay. Which way is it? Okay, hold on.
Which way is up?
Okay, why is it inside out?
Okay, come here. Come here. Give me the scissors, Angela.
I got
sit
this.
Sit still, Yazan. I'm going to cut your eye hairs.
Yazan, you love bangs.
Okay, watch this. Bang, bang. She quite literally snipped like near his eye.
It was
and
like
cut
a
off
weird
some of his
chunk
hair.
That we didn't really even see come down or where from.
Yeah,
it was just not good.
He definitely kept his cool. I would have been like, okay, you know what? This wasn't. You know what? I might as well let my dad kill me just because I can't deal with you right now. This is some. She almost cut my fucking eye out trying to give me a haircut. And then Angela was like, you know, the adult there was like, so are you guys gonna like sort out your shit or something? Because you know this is mad weird. And she's like kind of half trying to cut your eyes out with scissors and you haven't said anything and you've had a scowl the whole time. And then
also,
like
the barber shop is mad cute.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I could do hair in here. Hell yeah. And you know, he basically tells her, look, I can hold off on a marriage for like a year and I can also, you know, you don't have to convert. Actually, it's all good.
No, it's just a pile of lies. He said, yeah. I don't care if you become a Muslim. Lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will wait to marry. Mm-hmm. How long?
What, a
year?
Year?
Sounds
okay.
Great. Mm-hmm. I can wait.
Yeah.
I was like, are you doing this because Angela's here and you're just fucking trying to look like a good guy? What was it?
You better watch out. He ain't telling the truth, but they're, well, look, this
also,
is
also, Angela is fine, so she doesn't even need to be there.
You want her own spinoff.
Nah,
I
just
I liked
her
turtleneck. I liked her, like,
cute.
You know, sort
she's
of like
cute.
Olivia Pope, like, on a Sunday type outfit. You know what I mean? Because she's definitely in an outgoing.
I like her glowy makeup. I like her curlies. Everything mm-hmm. about it.
So after that whole, you know, thing at the barbershop, Angela and Brittany are talking. And she's like, what the fuck was that? Like, what the fuck's going on? Like, what is the deal with you? And Yazan is now preparing for Brittany to come over to his place. And he's like cleaning everything up. And he wants, you know, show her how he's living. And wants to make sure they're on the same page. But, like, dude, when they get there, like, yes, he gives the tour or whatever. But he's like, look, the long and short of it is here, I got an extra bedroom. So if you want to move in, you can be in here because I'm not disrespecting God. Okay? And that's on God. So.
And she was like, oh, I thought he was like that because of his parents. And he's like, no.
It's like he's religious or something.
I said I was Muslim the entire time.
she's like, okay, so I'll come here when you fix the bathroom. And then
okay, I checked out your shower situation, and let's just say that it's a no for me, dog. Okay.
Until then, I'll be at the hotel. Motel,
I think
Holiday.
You. I think it's fair. And then he goes, "Yeah, it's fair."
Okay.
Like all I did was literally leave my family, start a new business, get a new apartment, and set it up for you. Yeah, I guess.
Mm.
You're right. A non-perfect shower is a great reason not to stay here.
Great.
I probably didn't do enough, even though I already said I called a man to fix the fucking shower.
And my dad might kill me. I haven't mentioned that part yet. I'm also dealing with that underneath this shit.
P.S. I've never mentioned the fact that I might die over you.
Okay, so anyway, is there tequila in here? Are you fucking serious?
Por favor.
Per favor. So the other thing is, like, he sits her down. He's like, okay, so I know I said we could wait.
I low-key lied.
But that was a lie. I cannot have a girlfriend.
A year? What if instead of a year, it was a month? Because that is all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Babe, I cannot have girlfriend.
No. But you don't have to convert. That's the good news. But if I have a girlfriend...
Muslims are allowed to marry Christian women.
Yeah.
And that's you. So, good news. Let's
do that. But I do not want drama with Allah. So, we are going to have to just get married because we're not doing this. And also, I want to fuck guilt-free. You know what I mean? That's also the other part of getting married. You know, God, when you have to get, like, married and that matters so much, like, can you imagine, like, you're just so horny all the time? Like, must be so awkward. Oh, I couldn't imagine being like, we gotta wait. Oh, my goodness. My penis will shoot off right now.
Oh, so they don't, like, don't.
I'm a 13-year-old boy again.
They don't have, like, pocket pussies over there or anything, right? Because I'm thinking of myself, I'm like, I'd be jerking off all the time, but like, I have like amazing access to like every great vibrator in the world.
Oh, what
the fuck would I be doing if I had to like rotary dial that shit?
Like Lisa from Lisa and Aladdin. Remember she brought that vibrator and he's like, what the fuck is this?
He's like, this threatens me and my manhood.
Holy shit. Let me try that really quick. Oh, wow. Okay. You know what?
He can stay.
Place it in the trash. Don't throw it away. Just place it on the trash can and we'll deal with it later. I don't want to quite need to make sure it's totally trash.
I just want to make sure it's a piece of shit. Just leave it out. I'm going to check it. Okay, I'm going to check it to make sure it sucks.
Yeah, exactly. So then after they have this discussion, she's like, okay, so I don't want to do all of this taking it slow stuff. I don't know what to do. And he's like, look, here's the other thing. It's shit's actually dangerous for me also. And she's like, danger?
Okay, what Will you Robinson? Mean dangerous?
Yeah, and he's like, I'm going to get a translator because I need to actually explain this to you as thoroughly as possible for you to figure out like how kind of bad shit has gotten since.
What's so funny to me about that is I'm like, you know the word for die. You don't need a translator. You could just say, oh, my father.
Yeah, but then if but you know what the follow up is like, what do you mean? And then you're like, I can't really because he's religion, I don't know.
He'll murder. That's the follow up.
Murder she wrote. So let's see, what else? Tim
and Melissa.
They're in Medellin, Colombia. I got my mom.
The rest of this is pretty boring. I mean, I think the rest of the episode's pretty boring. We can go through it.
I mean, his mom is leaving. They have one last little heart-to-heart at a cafe. They have a little...
They both cry. Con leche.
They both cry because he's like, I just have a lot of concerns. I'm just really scared. I don't know what I should do. I'm just really scared. And he should have a lot of concerns because, as we know, Melissa... Oh, she's fucking you up, boy.
Dark Phoenix in
you should have tapped out months ago, but you are
in
sir,
her world now.
Welcome, bitch. Melissa has you, perra. She's fucking got you. There you go. Tell him you're my son now. So this other thing with like I was just feeling with him saying, you know, I'm so scared, I know, like blah blah blah, and he's still resisting. It's like, dude, he's doing that thing where people are like, I'm really scared, I don't know, but you know the truth. The truth is the shit's over. And you just haven't been able to accept that.
It's
so,
over.
Yeah.
It's over now.
Wow. Great song. But yeah, I don't know. I think we all know that this is over. But they do have a good idea of at least going to couples therapy because that, I think if you're actually going to be like in a real relationship or whatever, you're trying to sort shit out, you got problems, you should probably try and sort them shits out.
Okay, I actually have so much to say about them going to couples therapy because At first, I was like, yes, what a great idea. And then they go to
Well, they're not going to last, but...
No, they go to the world's worst
I know.
Therapist. I had to pause multiple times just to laugh out loud to myself. I've been to couples therapy. I've been with my dude for 15 fucking years.
Right.
Okay. I've been to couples therapy and I know when motherfucker is wild. With you.
To save this show. We've all done it in every capacity. But yeah, it was, I wrote, get your damn money back. Because this dude, we only know what they edited.
I wrote, LOLOL, horrible therapist.
Yo, if you're saying shit like, you know, honestly, listen to your heart. Like, what?
No. What he said was, your head has a lot of doubts,
but your
heart knows the truth. How about that? And I was like, okay, that's a wrap on the therapist.
That is not therapy. That's called... a friend who's drunk with you and agreeing with you.
That's called your friend that read The Artist's Way halfway one time.
Yeah.
That feels that they're spiritual now, okay?
So. This is what you got to do, you know? And your mind has doubt, man, but your heart, dude, it knows the truth.
Heart had a brain, what would the heart think?
Bro, probably you know your heart has the truth in it, man. You know, bro. That's how I got those guys to not kill Chicken Man, you know, because I appealed to their heart, you know, and it was real in there. Because they know how a real relationship is me and Chicken Man, you know? And I get Chicken Man was doing other shit when we were on a break, you know, but maybe that's how Chicken Man needs to realize that we're supposed to be together, you know? I don't know, man.
Chicken Man will never not make me laugh.
Please, Chicken Man. That's my fucking boss, you idiot. You're just gonna fucking kill him. What the fuck is this? Call the police.
Chicken Tommy had a drive.
Fuck Mavis Beacon. This Chicken Tommy had a type, even. It's not even funny. It doesn't even have digits. It's wingtips.
I didn't even know how to read until he met Chicken Man.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. Chicken Man taught me Hebrew and helped me get me through Hebrew school so I could come get my bar mitzvah. You know, my bat mitzvah. You know that's
not a bat, Chicken Man.
Mom, you're fucking Catholic. Get the fuck out of my face, bitch. You like hell. It's stupid. Chicken Man said there is no hell, you bitch.
Come back, Chicken Man. Bavakasha. Chicken Man.
Yo, pull up for hell, Janice. I'm sorry. I just come back to that. Shame on you, Janice.
I'm glad that I pulled up for Hebrew.
Yeah. Fuck. Anyway, so, yeah, but honestly, shout out to the fucking therapist, man. You're a fucking con artist. And you got your money.
My last note for the Tim and Melisa storyline is, okay, I need to see that guy's diploma.
Diploma,
I do not believe that motherfucker went to any kind of school for therapy.
What the fuck is CMU? Chicken Man University? Oh, no. Fuck. Again?
It's actually CMC. It's Chicken Man College.
Hey, what the fuck would you guys know about me and Chicken Man anyway? He told me everything about being a good therapist, you fucking assholes. Get out of here. Fuck you guys.
I call him Pollo Man.
Oh my god. Fucking therapist. Credit to, you know, shout out to you. Okay. Let's move on to Kenny and Armando. Very short, and you know, we'll see what happens. It was honestly, I don't know why this was even, it's heartbreaking, but it was such a, just one step in a sequence to put in an episode that it was like, almost like it did very little to push their actual story along. Because last time we left them, they knew in order to get married, they had to apply, get rejected.
Get denied, and then go to the human, what is it?
Human rights office, or whoever handles human rights violations. Right.
I think that the only reason that they had them getting denied by that woman in person mm-hmm. is so that later they could have Hannah in the car in Spanish say, "You got denied? Ah, oh, bad men, ugly trickster. It made me think of Gollum.
I know.
Oh, man. Have you seen that? You've seen the, did I show you the video of the rave Smeagol?
Mm-hmm.
That's,
I think that was at the very beginning of our friendship.
Yeah. Everybody, check out Rave Smeagol if you haven't seen it already. It's a very just funny video where a man emerges from like a mud mosh pit and he's cold and he kind of looks like Smeagol. And then they play Lord of the Rings music.
Will you please tweet that on our 420 Day Fiancé accounts?
Yeah, for sure. She also, when she's like, "Wait, what? They denied you?" Ugh, no. Like, I was like, "Yes, Hannah, go, just do your thing." And obviously, the children don't get points or penalties because they're angels. They're above nonsense dimension we live in, which I believe to be hell. So I will pull up for hell on a regular basis. I regularly ask people, "How do you know this isn't hell?"
Do they have any good answers ever?
No. And usually I'm just trying to, you know, argue why they aren't serving breakfast, a certain breakfast item at McDonald's. Yeah, I was going to
say, then they're like, "Sir, the breakfast menu's over at the same time it always is."
But it's limited also in quarantine. I don't know if it's been this way. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's for real, huh? They did fuck that up.
And I go, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't fucking realize you were Jesus Christ. And I must be in hell then." And they're like, "Well, anyway, it's a long story. Suffice to say, I have to go to the San Gabriel Valley if I want to go to McDonald's because they know."
Yeah, you've been banned. You've been hardcore banned.
What else? So yeah, they just go to the human rights office and
they get denied. The fucked up part, it's really dehumanizing because the way they're like, "The reason you can't be gay is because of the human race," and it's like, "What the fuck are you even talking about?"
Yeah, that's like on this formal denial letter, and it's just like, "We will not celebrate same-sex marriage because that's the end of civilization." It's like, whoa, okay. So it's the wording was so like fucking barbaric.
Yeah, there's so many things wrong with it. I was like, I started writing notes, and then I was like, "Sophia, what are you doing?"
Yeah.
I'm like, are you literally arguing
against the Mexican Constitution
in Mexico that I'm like, what? Just be quiet. Just take your trash notes on your trash podcast.
Yeah, well, I think it's just, I mean, anyone who has half a soul like watches it and you're like, "Oh, that's such a fucking, like, it's so, it's so violently homophobic," like the way of describing it to be the like, thing, no, because that's how the world ends, essentially. It's like, what the fuck?
Okay. The thing that's also so sad about, like, the last thing I wrote down for that segment is them saying we're part of the human race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is so brutal. If the laws of your land make someone feel like they're not part of the human race, you're fucking up so big.
That's a lot of constitutions. That we just put constitutions in Cancelvania. I mean, yeah. If that's where we're at, don't need them. Why can't we just go by the...
You got canceled.
Just go by the laws of this show. No bed packing, infinite spreads, and love.
No chocolate diamonds.
Yeah, well.
Miles, no chocolate diamonds. We've agreed.
Okay, let's not get into it because I think we're doing so well. And also, we haven't seen Dr. Phillips in a minute. So we have to space out our sessions. And I don't want to have another cataclysmic fight on mic that we have to edit out again.
Okay, it's not a fight if I'm voicing my opinion.
It's not a fight if I win. Just okay, me so pummeling Dr. Phillips, a weakling.
I'm texting him right now.
Yeah, go ahead. Whatever. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit. About
Maybe we
you.
Should fucking break up then. Maybe we should fucking end the show.
Oh my
Fuck
God,
that.
Don't say that.
Why am I wasting my fucking time then?
I love you so much. Stop.
All right, that's what I thought. Then chill out.
What?
Oh my
don't
God.
Don't fucking talk to I can't me even like play. That. I don't even need this.
I don't even want to play act like this kind of toxic shit.
I know, it's too much. It makes me feel like what it
I was
must have been
traveling.
Like to have two parents.
I was time traveling. No, I was just being like my shitty 19-year-old self, though, too. I'm being like, threaten a breakup and then to reassert, regain control. Textbook shithead. Oh, yeah, maybe we should. Yeah, do that. Like, just be like, oh, I'll fucking bluff my way out of this. And then even if we break up, I'll fuck somebody and then I'll come back and be like, see, we shouldn't have broke up. That's how trash I could have been.
I was
never
trash,
did that, though.
But in
I didn't
real
do that
different
part.
Ways. I know.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to our last couple, Devin and Jihoon. Again, not much happening here aside from the fact that Alicia and her dad and her sister, that's so Raven, I don't even know the fucking song. I think it's
I don't know. Is there a
Raven
song?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, her sister is, I'm sorry, for the record, so fucking Raven. I don't know if you even get it, y'all. She's so Raven. And her name is Raven.
Okay. The only note I took is,
she's so Raven.
How the fuck is she related to Devin?
I think, are they, well, is her dad, is that related? Her biological dad, or is that like her half sister?
I have no idea. Because she looks like
Alicia. Alicia.
Devin looks exactly like her mom. I don't know. Yeah, but I see Raven moments of, like.
I look, there was like a moment where like she was like longingly like emo looking out the van window and they were driving and I was clocking her. I was like, I think I see a little bit of Alicia there. Raven? Come on, Raven. I don't know.
Raven seems, what if like Raven's also magical? So nervous.
Yeah, I mean, and she's anxious. In Korea.
She made me like want to give her a hug and also reminded me of like nerd little me. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And you're on, like, happening? There's cameras in your face. You're in a foreign country. Like, she's you like, just got I off didn't a
even,
flight.
She's like, I didn't even fucking sign up to be on this show. Yeah.
She's like, what show is this? Because if it's not That's So Raven, I shouldn't fucking be here. Get these cameras out my fucking face. Raven, we're going.
Yo, remember?
That's her pet raven. What if she turned into a raven? Would you believe it if Raven was some kind of animorph?
Yes.
And like, you know, it's because I believe it. Like there's Dracula, fucking Raven, then just Devin, who's, you know, just uses a lot of Instagram filters. So that could be her like sorcery. But I don't know. I feel like there's a world for Raven to be turned into an actual raven and like do cool raven shit.
Like The Crow, but starring Raven.
Yes. The Crow, except instead of Brandon Lee, it's Raven. Mm-hmm. But it's the exact same movie. And you're switching out The Crow, a for crow a raven. For a raven. Yes.
And no one would know the difference.
Well, it's not that no one would know. You might if you're really into the birds like themselves.
I
mean,
I had to learn the difference because, as you know, I've been training my crow army in quarantine.
Yeah, well, you're chromophobic and everyone knows that. So that's... that's sort of your baggage to deal with.
What are you talking about? I train the crow army because I love them. How is it chromophobic? The
crow army. So all that to say, I don't know. There's not much to say.
What I was going to say is, do you remember in the before times, before quarantine?
Do I remember the times?
Do you remember the times? When we would actually record in person at the office. And then they had those granola cluster snacks called Purely Elizabeth.
No.
Okay. Well, that was a thing. And I took a picture of that and it made me laugh because I thought Purely Elizabeth is the white version of That's So Raven.
Purely Elizabeth. Oh man, I can already see like the poster.
I know, it's like,
yeah, exactly, with like a pleated skirt. Definitely wearing a pleated skirt.
There's a cardigan in there, that's for sure.
Yeah, like it's basically a private school outfit, and it's like, I don't know, like an oversized apple,
and she's like blonde. And like,
or like, is a ruler like her wand, and then like all these school items are like floating in the air?
Yes, like her algebra book.
And yeah,
like
exactly.
A compass.
Her algebra book is a raven, or is like a flying like cohort companion. This fall on Purely Elizabeth.
Dun, dun, dun.
Purely Elizabeth. Okay. Hell yeah.
This is our best episode ever.
Yeah, that really is. I think, somebody pose in a schoolgirl outfit and make a Purely Elizabeth album cover.
Honestly, or if you make a Purely Elizabeth t-shirt design, we will kick
let us know.
Some
you can smoke weed with us over Zoom.
You can smoke with us. We will sell your merch. Okay, we're done with this.
Yeah, we're done with this. I'm done with this, honestly, and I'm still have to heal my wounds after just dealing with the whole chicken man. I can't even get into that. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Before we go, do we have a review that you'd like to read?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just really excited about how funny we are.
I mean, I'm just... You know, fucking... Don't kill that fucking chicken right now. We're not gonna even fucking eat it. It's not... That's what it's not even for. You don't even fucking get it. Someone stop this shit. You're such an idiot. It's my fucking boss, my mentor, my fucking rock, Chicken Man.
He gave me away at my wedding. Okay, this review is by MBHAH. MB Ha? I don't know. 73 okay. Episodes in a row.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa. 5 stars. The only podcast where you can hear about algorithms, filas, a perfect circle, Michael McDonald, kielbasa, and screaming in Spanish hotels.
Oh, wow. Man, the Barcelona episode.
Oh, and insight into 90 Day Fiancé that will make you laugh uncontrollably. I listened to all 73 episodes in a row, never stopping to listen to anything else.
Oh, holy my God.
Shit.
Wow. That is a fucking marathon bonus. That's
king queen shit right there.
Wow.
Thank you, Miles and Sophia, for voicing everything I'm thinking about this trash heap of a show. Thank you, 73 eps in a row.
Damn. Shout out to y'all, man, honestly. And you know
we
what?
We love you don't our just, K1s, you know?
You don't, yeah, we love y'all. And what I'm lighting right now isn't even weed. I don't know why I decided to randomly light 2 incense sticks in the middle of the episode, but that's what I'm doing.
But I also, think, why did you like tell us that that's not what you were lighting, as if we were going to judge you? The podcast is called 420 Day Fiancé.
Well, I didn't want anyone to get excited. That's really what it was about. I'm like, hold on now. It's like when you like feed your pets and like they hear like the food. I'm like, ah, that's not what it was. It's something different. I know it sounded like that, but that's not what it was. So calm the fuck down.
Every time I eat seaweed snacks, my dog's like, what? Crunchies? This is right? Crunchies for me?
The thing I want to just say to everyone is please think of the chicken men in your life and honor them as best you can, because we don't know when they're going to... They might be on our dinner tables the next thing you know.
Oh my God, don't stop it.
Hold the fuck on. I'm sorry.
My mom is here.
What the fuck is...
She doesn't like it when chickens are murdered.
Do you know who's in this fucking plastic container? This rotisserie chicken? Do you know who the fuck this is? Are you fucking serious, Mom? Right now you brought this at home? This fucking chicken, man.
This fucking uncle.
You fucking bitch.
It's Uncle Chicken.
It's Chicken Manny. His brother.
He gave me money for college.
He gave me money for a flight home for Thanksgiving that 1 year I didn't go, but I didn't tell him, and actually I was just getting $600 off of him, and I never paid him back. I'm sorry, Chicken Manny. He enabled me, but he loved me. He didn't know. He didn't know. Chicken Manny. Okay. Before the police get called on me for just being an utter idiot, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of 420 Day Fiancé, the Chicken Manny Chronicles. And you can find, first of all, 420 Day Fiancé is a production of iHeartRadio. So for more podcasts, get the iHeartRadio app or just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts and get these reviews in. You can find us at 420 Day Fiancé on Twitter and Instagram, and also on Twitch, twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Thank you so much. I have been Sophia Alexandra. You can find me at the Sophia, SOFIYA, on Twitter and Instagram, and also my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown, with Courtney Kosak. Check that out, and also my my album, Father's Day.
You can find me, Miles Gray, on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And you can listen to me with my Chicken Man co-host Jack O'Brien on my other podcast.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Daily Zeitgeist.
And it's crazy because I eat
chicken man, he didn't even ask like who I was dating at the time about the money, like if I had gone, didn't verify, and like it was a really bad, I don't care anyway. I'm sorry. We love you, K1s. We gotta go. Bye. Yeah.
Oh, 20 Day Fiancé.